A name is often a very important thing because it can say a lot about who you are. To make sure residents and visitors have a better sense of their identity and function, a number of local organizations have been making changes. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
Last November, the Rogers Advertising and Promotions Commission voted to change the name of the Rogers Convention and Visitors Bureau to Visit Rogers. Allison Twiggs Dyer, Executive Director for Visit Rogers, says it's been a trend nationally for visitors bureaus to use an action word in front of their city's name. Some examples include Experience Columbus, Choose Chicago, and Visit Hot Springs. Dyer says she has been thinking about the name change for a couple of years and felt now was a good time to make the switch.
I've been in the tourism industry about 13 years, and for 13 years I've had to explain to people what a CVB is and what they do. And so for a long time I've wanted to make this change because Visit Rogers is more in tune with what we do every day. We ask people to visit Rogers and come to our great city. So we're really excited about the change. We've got a new logo now, and we're starting to get the word out that this is our name and change letterhead and business cards and all that. But it's exciting. It's an exciting change, and I think it'll convey better what it is we do every day.
With the organization's website address, visitrogersarkansas.com, and with the phrase Visit Rogers already in use on their various social media outlets, Dyer says the last step was to officially change the bureau's name. The new logo is very similar to the most recent logo created for the city. Dyer explains the city of Rogers underwent a branding process about 3 years ago. One of the results was a logo featuring an open door and the tagline, Where Possible Lives.
We asked folks, what is it they thought about Rogers? You know, what is it they wanted a visitor to know about Rogers if they came to visit here? And what we found was that we were a city of open doors, and we were a city where possible lives. And we really loved that. We thought that really resonated with what we wanted to tell future residents and visitors. When they come to Rogers, they're going to be welcomed with open doors. We're very friendly here. And anything's possible. You can go shopping. You can go to a convention. You'll be able to explore all of Northwest Arkansas from the hub of Rogers and stay at any one of our great hotels. Branding is very important. It's sort of a blueprint for what we need to do every day and the story we're telling every day so that we're not telling people a confusing story. Every other week, you know, we stay on path with what our branding is telling us. And the Visit Rogers name change really fit well into our branding of Where Possible Lives.
Ads that go out for Visit Rogers this year will incorporate the new logo. The Bentonville Convention and Visitors Bureau may also undergo some changes in 2014. The organization has been requesting proposals for a new branding and advertising campaign. Kayleen Griffith has been the president and CEO of the Bentonville CVB for 8 years. She says prior to 3 years ago, Bentonville was mostly a business destination. Now, she says it has become much more of a leisure destination. Currently, the CVB has a very simple brand. Its logo features a star in the middle of Bentonville's O, but it has no tagline or any of those action words like experience or discover that have become more and more popular. Griffith says hopefully marketing and advertising firms will help them in creating an image that better reflects the town's new identity as a tourist destination.
We could have done this before Crystal Bridges opened up, but I felt personally that we needed to wait to see what our identity was going to be in a couple of years, how our community was going to evolve from the, you know, that catalyst of Crystal Bridges opening up. And now we are seeing kind of a new trend with our restaurants, and probably, you know, with the Arts District being approved last night and the Market District being approved in the City Council, we have some things that are going to be happening in the future, and hopefully we can create a brand that creates a promise to our visitors and creates an identity to our visitors that we are going to always be that business destination, and we don't want to lose that identity, but we want to add to that identity and create an exciting option for that leisure market to understand that there's a lot to do in our community.
Griffith says the decision to update or change a brand varies from community to community. It can happen when there's a massive change in the community's identity, or perhaps when an old campaign becomes tired. She hopes this process will result in the creation of a strong brand so people feel that connection to the community. Tomorrow is the last day for proposal submissions, and Griffith says they are going to have open minds when listening to the new ideas. She expects to be reviewing samples for their new brand in late March or early April and to kick off the new advertising campaign by May.
My hope is that at the end of the day, when we finalize our brand, is that it's something that everybody can take in and utilize in some way and have a positive feeling about Bentonville and our brand and feel like it's part of their everyday experience in Bentonville.
Some changes in Fayetteville may take a bit longer than a few months. The city is changing its web address as well as email addresses for employees. Paul Becker, Chief Financial Officer for the City of Fayetteville, says the change has been prompted by some IT issues. The city's current email system is no longer being supported, so they're going to migrate to Microsoft Outlook. They needed to change their domain in order to do that, so Becker says they decided to simplify the city's web address at the same time. Instead of accessfayetteville.org, the new web address will be fayetteville-ar.gov.
It seems like that's an easier one to remember. Certainly it's easier to remember when we remember our own personal addresses here at the city as employees. It's certainly easier for me to remember, and I think we all felt that would be easier for the citizens to recognize and remember.
Both addresses will get you to the city's website for a while. Becker expects the migration won't be completed until the end of this year or perhaps sometime during the first quarter of 2015. Employees' email addresses have also been changed to @fayetteville-ar.gov, and much like the web address, both the new and old email addresses will function for some time. Becker says it will cost about $125 a year to register the new domain name. There will also be about a $100,000 annual cost for the new email system. Becker says the goal is to keep the website address as simple as possible and something that's easily recognizable because it has become more of a communication link with local citizens than it used to be.
We certainly live in a community where we have a lot of citizen involvement. We can see that in many ways. We see that in our communication level with our citizens. We can see that in how much of a volunteer participation that we see, and that's very, very important to us. So it's important that we keep those lines of communication simple and current to our citizens because it helps all of us. It helps us communicate what the city's doing. It helps us with public information. It helps us with letting them know opportunities if they wish to volunteer for the city. So it helps both the city and helps both the citizens. It helps us to receive input and what citizens are interested in. So the two-way communication is certainly very, very important to us, and we're always striving to improve that.
Once the change is complete, Becker says the city will work on a marketing strategy to ensure local residents have access to the proper website. You can start using the new address right now by visiting fayetteville-ar.gov. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.